Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Al and Jerry. Number one with people and cars stuck in traffic on the LIE and the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, we certainly see that enough. 25 after 5, though, when you're winning games in the playoffs, you don't mind being in traffic. Not as much, I should say. It's kind of okay.
Right. If you're a Ranger fan or a Knicks fan, you're driving to work today, you're stuck in traffic, you're like, whatever.
And you're on cloud nine.
It's Friday.
That's exactly right.
It's Friday. I thought no one goes to work on Fridays anyway. Everyone, quote unquote, works from home, Jerry.
True. And I know the weekend's not going to be awful. It ain't going to be great, but it ain't going to be awful. There's nothing worse, though, than a rainy Friday.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
I saw somebody who post stuff about jobs and things on Twitter, and they had a poll they were doing, and I was just so thrown off by this poll. And the poll question was something like, if you found your dream job,
yeah,
that paid well and da da da, but you had to go to work 5 days a week, would you take it?
Huh.
And like, people were like, what is going on?
Remote world is what's going
people
on.
People love a remote world,
Jerry. Yeah, they do. They do.
I'm somebody who loves to be in my house. But you got to get out of your house at some point.
I wouldn't mind, and I mean this, especially since we did it the way we did it during the pandemic. I wouldn't mind one day a week at home.
Yeah.
I like coming in. But if you told me one day a week I could sleep an extra 45 minutes and work from home, and when my shift was over, I was home, great. I wouldn't want to do it every day.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I was the last guy. I was came back kicking and screaming.
I know. And you were happy when you got back.
Oh, my gosh. I was so happy I got back. It just changes the dynamic of the work life.
I agree.
You've got to be amongst people.
I think Monday's a good day to be home.
But then Tuesday will start to feel like Mondays.
I disagree, because there's no Tuesday feel like there's a Sunday night Monday feel. If you have to get up, you got to get up. And once you get that work day over, you're into the work week.
That's true.
I don't know that would ever feel like a Monday. Could be wrong.
Jerry, former LSU teammates Jaden Daniels, who's now with the Commanders, and Malik Nabers, who's now with the New York Giants, have a $10,000 bet with each other on who will win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Neither. Okay.
Do you think they got to pick someone other than themselves?
No, I think they picked themselves.
Neither one of these two has any shot of being Offensive Rookie of the Year. Malik Nabers has no one to throw him the football.
And, well, Daniel Jones.
And Jaden Daniels has no
shot. Who's the
quarterback
in Washington? I don't even know off the top of my head right now.
Jaden Daniels. I guess he's hoping it's Jaden Daniels.
No, but is he like, we know he's going to go in and start week one?
That's a good question. Washington?
I guess in this day and age of the NFL, yeah, that probably is what it's going to be.
Right. I feel like they have a depth chart. Let me check the depth chart, Jerry. They have Marcus Mariota and Sam Hartman and Jeff Driscoll. But right now in the depth chart, they have Jaden Daniels 1, Marcus Mariota 2.
Okay, so he is going to walk in and start. Yeah, you know what? I guess it makes sense. I guess that is what we see. I mean,
he ain't winning.
I know I don't love the idea, but
yeah. Do you know that the NFL is now investigating these two for making this bet?
I mean, why don't you put more FanDuel commercials on? I mean,
right,
my
like,
God.
They're really not allowed to be betting with each other. Yeah.
Well, I guess you investigate it from the standpoint of, are they betting on apps?
And yeah,
I don't
just,
know.
This is just a $10,000 cash bet between the two of them, which neither one of them is going to have to pay off anyway.
Also, didn't need to make it public.
Yeah, I guess Neighbors is the one who said it somewhere, and then someone asked Jaden Daniels, and he was like, oh, he told you that? It's just a little private fun bet, Jerry.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's
nothing
fine.
Wrong with that. I agree. And they're not going to have to pay it off anyway, because neither one of them is going to do anything fascinating this year.
Well, we'll see. That's why they play the games, Al.
That's why they play the games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A comedian, Andrew Scholes, Jerry, he said that Tom Brady roasters were told no Robert Kraft massage jokes.
Yeah, I saw this. I don't know what podcast this was or YouTube show, but I did see this. And his point, he went on to say, Brady's point was, this is about you're roasting me. This guy's just going to be there sitting in the stands. Leave him alone. Andrew Scholes actually said like he understood that.
I would agree with that, except for one, he was there. And two, he did get up and speak. So
yeah.
And three, they torched Belichick.
Right. Well, he was on the dais.
What I'm saying is what Andrew Scholes said, this is not me. What he said was Brady's point to the comedians was this is not about him. You're coming to roast me. I guess you could roast anybody, but he made it clear, leave him out of it. Say whatever you want about me. So I don't know.
You're supposed to roast people that are on the dais, which Bill Belichick certainly was. He was up on the stage sitting.
And what Andrew Scholes said was Kraft was not. He was
Kraft
in the crowd.
Was not. He was in the crowd. Right. And yeah, you're right. Even when they went to him, he did his stuff, his talk from the crowd.
Right.
He wasn't up on the dais.
So this is the set, because Nikki Glaser said the same thing. She thought it was very real. So did he. So I guess it was.
But when Jeffrey Ross was told to stop that.
To cut that bleep out.
Meanwhile, Giselle's reading that and going, I wasn't on the dais either. What am I getting trashed for?
Well, she didn't get trashed. He got trashed for the divorce.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, she was brought up. I mean, but the jokes were more about you lost your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Giselle blah. Giselle is this. Giselle, it was, you know, you got seven rings. Oh, forgot you have eight because of the one Giselle gave you back. Ha, ha, ha. Or the one about the jujitsu or whatever Russo called him. You know, can beat your ass while blanking blank. I mean, it wasn't ripping her.
Right. In all those jokes, you're right. In all those jokes, she was the superior one.
Yes. Yeah. So I didn't see the whole thing. You did.
I did, yeah.
I don't think she got ripped at all, though. But she was involved.
She was very involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of people make jokes about Tom Brady having plastic surgery. He does.
Well, either that or he is reverse aging.
Correct.
So something's going on.
He definitely has fake hair, and only Peyton Manning brought that up.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, Peyton Manning did bring
up. Was Peyton Manning any good?
He was pretty good.
And how come none of his clips went anywhere?
I don't know. You know why? He was on so late, and that thing was so long, people just grabbed.
Lost interest.
Yeah, people lost interest, as I did. But I was like, I have
to. Powered through?
I have to power through. Of course, I watched it in 3 days.
Can you do me a favor? The next time you want to watch a game, can you just power through and actually watch the game?
Power through, but it would take me 3 days.
Well, that's not good, because they play 3 games in 3 days in baseball.
Yeah. That's true. I'd be fall so far behind, Jerry.
You would be very far behind. Season be over. Al's in May.
We do know Netflix is trying live things. They did this live roast with Tom Brady.
And apparently, Boomer said he wouldn't be surprised if Netflix had live football.
They did live boxing. They're going to do Tyson, Jake Paul. They did a 6-night run of live talk shows with comedian John Mulaney.
Really?
Which I'm watching. I'm only on show 2.
Clearly you're not watching it live.
I'm not watching it live, but it is awkwardly entertaining.
Okay.
Because it's so bizarre. But if you liked like the David Letterman late night show from the NBC days and how that was somewhat awkward, lowly, you know, produced, looks like they're kind of walking through a rehearsal when it's the actual show, then I recommend it. It's very odd and awkward.
I'll put that on the list, which is now 9 pages long.
You are not going to watch that. I
probably
tell you that
not.
Right now.
Probably
you,
not.
Yeah, you would lose interest in that quickly.
I've actually realized I only sit down and watch TV between 7 and 8 o'clock. Like, that's it. And usually it's a game.
I do the same thing, other than that game part. Between 7 and 8 is my TV time. 6:45 to 8 o'clock. That's when I allow myself
Except
television.
Except for the game part.
Yeah, other than that part, we're very similar.
What about the weekends?
The weekends?
I'll watch more on Sundays for sure, because there's more games on. It's a better sports day. But are you watching Netflix or whatever, HBO Max
no,
on the
I
weekends?
I really don't put the TV on during the day. That's like a nighttime as I wind down for the night, Jerry, from my very stressful day.
Oh, I know.
You know, I have to wind down.
Mm-hmm. From your four dog walks.
Yeah, I mean, that alone, Jerry.
I hear you.
Now, let me see if you'd be interested in this show, Jerry. The Shohei Ohtani interpreter gambling scandal.
Not interested.
There's an approved scripted TV series in the works.
Not interested.
Me neither.
Nope.
This is going to be a gigantic bomb.
Yeah.
No one's watching that.
I agree. Not interested at all.
I'd be interested in a documentary type thing as once this whole thing gets through and we find out what really happened and a number of years go by and people will talk about it.
But you don't want to see the 3 p.m. after school special on ABC?
No.
Me neither.
But even then, even if Shohei's like not involved, then who cares?
Yeah, I agree.
Right. You're right.
He's an interpreter. It's whatever.
So this scripted series, they better maybe use some embellishments since it's not a documentary and make it seem like Ohtani was the one doing the betting. Otherwise, you're right. Who cares?
When is this mess coming out?
Well, it just got approved for. It just got bought. The idea got bought, and they have
the idea got bought,
and they have producers and a company that's going to do it.
Isn't the idea what actually just happened?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not an idea. It's actually real events.
I see. Why don't I start selling ideas of things that actually happened?
You should try and put that out there. Here's my idea. A team from New York goes to Carolina, wins a game.
It's a TV series.
Oh,
anyone interested in buying it?
Give me a break.
Yeah, you're right, Jerry. Just take things that actually happened.
Yes.
Say, I have an idea. What about a scripted TV show about this?
Who sold this? Mitsuhara?
No, he's right. He's probably like, I could have sold this.
My God, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Hmm.
Quick break. We got time for more, Eddie.
No, let's do a quick break because it's 36 and I don't want to get backed up, Jerry.
Sounds good. You have something on the show sheet that is very interesting to me.
Oh, is that right?
I would like to actually get to if we can on the other side.
I'm so curious.
I'm surprised you're curious. I'm actually surprised you didn't hit on it yet.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll do that after this and then Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.